Welcome to the fourth episode of a podcast Success and Inner Growth. I am Johannes Stockburger, founder and owner of Chavavo Publishing. Chavavo Publishing's mission is to help those who want to create for themselves a meaningful life, governed not by scarcity and the fight to survive, but by confidence, abundance and growth. I discuss in this episode, how do I get a fair share of the fruits of my work? The answer to this question seems to look like a simple power game, at least on the surface. But digging a bit deeper, you will discover a pair of rather complex questions. They are, how much value do I create? And how do I know what would be my fair share? Both questions are the subject of hot discussions between politicians and economists. These discussions are going on for centuries. Here is my take. What is value? We ourselves are not the ones who can decide upon the value of our work. We can demand a price, and if we do not get the price we need, we can decline or stop to provide the service. But deciding about the value of our service is up to the user. To reach that decision, a consumer will look at the price of the alternatives, including doing nothing about the problem we promised to solve, and try to figure out how much he will be better off by using our service instead of the alternatives. Thus, the value of a product or service is not the same for everyone. It is quite subjective, but it is also the upper limit of the price a user might be willing to pay for our service. What is a fair share? It is easy to say, I want my fair share. But what exactly is that fair share? Like the concept of value, the fair share isn't clearly defined. But we can approach the fair share from two sides. We can define a minimum and a maximum for a fair share. The minimum of a fair share of the fruits of our work is defined by our needs. This means, generally spoken, that the reward for full-time work needs to support a life in dignity. This includes the daily needs like housing, food, clothing, etc. for you and your family. The resources needed for personal development, further education, etc. both for you and your family. The resources needed for proper healthcare, including a free day per week and vacation time for recreation. Paid sick leave or insurance providing for your needs while you are unable to work because of sickness. Adequate contributions to a pension fund. The upper limit of the fair share is the perceived value of your work for the customer or company who is paying you. Whenever the perceived value of your service is higher than your minimum need, there is a profit to be shared. Your share of that profit is a matter of negotiation. Not all rewards you receive for your work or service come in the form of money or can even easily be expressed in monetary terms. Thus, it is important to track both the monetary rewards and the non-monetary rewards you receive for your service. Here is a list of the most common monetary rewards you receive as an employee. A monthly salary, annual leave, health insurance contribution, sick leave, and a pension fund contribution. You need to consider them all together, not just the monthly cash payment. As a freelancer or entrepreneur, you need to pay for health insurance and pension funds from your current income, and you must put money aside on a monthly basis to have a cushion allowing for sick leave and yearly vacation. Therefore, it is a mistake to compare the monthly income of an entrepreneur or freelancer with the salary of an employee. Many entrepreneurs think they can do without health insurance, hoping they won't get sick. And they ignore that one day they will want to retire and need at the latest then a passive income. But neglecting and disregarding needs for healthcare and retirement is a direct road to disaster. Non-monetary rewards you receive through your work are often overlooked because they are less visible and difficult to quantify. However, they are very important. Acquiring skills, building a social network with customers, suppliers and peers, and gaining recognition as an expert in your fields are almost a precondition for a working position with high productivity and also generating a high income. Expert status and a strong personal network bring not only a higher income. More importantly, they provide independence and a strong bargaining position. And in turn, independence and a strong bargaining position allow you to shape your work and working conditions according to your personal needs and ambitions. Examples of non-monetary rewards are the opportunity to acquire new skills, job security, building a personal network, building expert recognition, and gaining status inside your work organization and in wider society. Please do not disregard the non-monetary rewards, because they provide the building blocks you need to write your personal success story. Non-monetary rewards for entrepreneurs. In the context of entrepreneurship, the building blocks for a great brand are skills, network, expert recognition, and social status. Whenever the economic environment gets a bit stormy, a strong brand supported by excellent skills, expert recognition, and trusted customer and supplier relationships turn into a lifeline for your business. If you don't receive your fair share. There are three main scenarios which can lead to a situation where the rewards you receive for your work are too low. Weak negotiation skills. Some people are not aware of the value of their work and skills, and they are not aware of the value of things like health insurance and pension fund contributions. An employer might pay you slightly more cash, but leave you without health and pension coverage, no sick leave, etc. Another unfair situation would arise if an employer lets you work in very unhealthy working conditions, knowing that you will eventually become sick. You would get a good cash salary, but after you are used up, void of energy and with health in tatters, he will just look for somebody else to use him again as a consumable item. The negotiation trick would be in both cases to fix your focus on immediately spendable cash without regard for future consequences. Business people who do not know their full costs and look just for their current cash flow will often also work for prices which fail to provide for their needs. In both cases, the key is know what you are doing and be able to say no if needed. Life will offer you a better chance. If you are in a very weak negotiation position, you need to look for a strategic change. Signs of a weak negotiation position are: you can be easily replaced by a huge crowd of hungry competitors. Your service can be easily replaced by automation. Lack of access to a peer-to-peer network. Employer or customer can play his employees or suppliers against each other. In such an environment, you need to strengthen your bargaining power by strengthening your personal network. Consider also to differentiate yourself from your competitors by offering some extras. If both strategies do not lead to a decisive improvement of your position, you need to consider leaving that market niche completely and look for a better position, providing adequate conditions for you. If the perceived value of your work is not enough to meet your minimum needs, there must be a change. If you don't do your homework, you might not even recognize such a situation immediately. But you will bleed to death if you do not take strong and immediate actions. There are four possible ways for you if you are a business owner in such a situation. Hone your skills and add related skills to improve the quality of your service. Modify your service and look for a different market segment with new customers who perceive your service more valuable than your current customers. Improve communications so that customers can use your solution more productively. This will allow them to perceive it as more valuable and offer a higher price. Gain trust by strengthening your professional network and get better recognition as a trusted expert in your field. Use a combination of all four strategies and you have a good chance to turn the future of your business around. If you work as an employee and you do not receive for your work the resources needed to take care of all your minimum needs, you might think something is better than nothing. But that thought will set you on a slippery slope, bleeding energy. Even the value of your work and your ability to work will slowly decline. If you don't change such a situation, you will see a catastrophic collapse in your life, financially, socially, and health-wise. A better way would be becoming aware of your skills and their value, improving them and looking sooner rather than later for a new workplace with better payment. Above all, with good opportunities to grow your skills, expertise and personal network. But the longer you wait, the more your self-esteem, your skills and your network will shrink. And the more difficult will it be for you to turn your life around. You could also start a part-time business operation and use it to add and improve your skills. Build a personal network and build a new, more productive line of work for yourself. This will not be easy, but with a strong will, endurance and resilience, it is possible. This was the fourth episode of a podcast Success and Inner Growth. The next episode will go online around July 20th. That episode will look in more details at the concepts of a personal network, expert recognition and social status. You'll find the transcript of this episode and of all other episodes on my blog jstockburger.com. You'll find that link in the show notes. You are also welcome to comment on this podcast either on the blog jstockburger.com or through social media.